And welcome to another episode of the White Maze Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Garvis, and today I'm joined by Kayla.
White butts numb!
And Jeremiah.
I can't top that.
Well, problem is, her butt is actually numb.
Not from fucking too much, it's just the seat. I broke the last chair that we had that went to the dining room set that was not his. The one that he sat in, so I'm stuck in this puny computer chair. Shit of a piece of...
You see, Kayla, I just gained more respect for Garvis because of the butt sex, and you took it right back.
Oh, he has not achieved butt sex.
I'm sorry, Garvis.
Nah, it's all right. All right, so... It has been a while since we've done an episode because the Thanksgiving and getting ready for Christmas and stuff just kind of threw a monkey wrench into everything. So we've been kind of air silent for like 2 or 3 days. Or no, 2 or 3 weeks, excuse me.
That's not safe.
Yeah. No, we haven't bumped up to a daily show and we never will.
Yeah, I don't think we can.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be there every time.
Yeah. But anyway.
Come on, tables and chairs.
Kayla's looking at Facebook yard sale, looking for tables and chairs for the dining room.
Well,
eventually we're going to need some new chairs, so I don't blame her for looking. Yeah, I remember you telling me and Mason that last time we were all together.
How much do you want for them?
He just got them, stupid.
So, that doesn't mean that he can't get rid of them.
I said I have no chairs.
Oh, I thought you said new chairs.
So, ha!
No, we got a new couch.
Ah.
With a pull-out bed.
Oh, crap.
Hold up, we have to hit the cord again. Edge it touched it.
It's fixed. I dropped the old broken splitter. I think it's just the headphone jack on the stupid thing.
Dishwasher?
But remember, we don't have the hookups.
I thought we did.
You guys got a dishwasher?
No, she's looking at a dishwasher. Now, there's something I want, the N64. $65 or best offer in Dunbar.
It's in Dunbar. It doesn't even work.
Yeah, I've had bad issues with Dunbar. So what have you been into since the last time you were on the show, besides getting a new couch? Just getting the new couch, huh?
Not a whole lot, man. You know me. Work, sleep.
Really? Really? They want $50 for that piece of shit?
Okay, hon, people are not going to know exactly what you're talking about, so don't even dignify our airways with that. Anyway, so while she sits there and talks about things that our listeners can't physically see...
They don't want to see it. It's horrible. Horrible!
So
that's why I want to see it.
So I got my capture device in recently.
Yeah.
And it does work, and I can actually record with it, and actually get video so far. Doesn't work with desktop, Cannot figure that one out. So,
requirements.
Because it'll work as low as XP. It's just I don't have a working disk drive. DVD drive works. CD drive does not.
Okay.
Yeah. So. But yeah, I got it in, and I've been playing with it, and I've been trying to get the Twitch streaming up and running, and that has not worked at all.
Yeah, I saw that. That was lovely.
Yeah, that it just makes me want to choke things.
The chicken?
No.
It doesn't know how.
I guess that's just me then.
Ooh! But you I'm not going to pay $150 for it, but it's nice.
It's nice, but it's also like hardwood, and unfortunately chairs like that would break under my ass.
You put a cushion under it.
A cushion is not going to help the amount of weight being put on that chair.
Fine.
Ooh. So, thanks to my new capture device coming in, I'll be able to continue to do all the videos and stuff that I do.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. And eventually, I need to order in a couple more for... I need to order one for you and one for Mason.
Yeah, either that or we need to order our own, either way.
Well, they're only like $20. Hold up, that pumpkin roll looked awfully familiar. Scroll up.
Pumpkin roll.
That almost looks like the... Almost looks like the ones that I can get at work. Almost.
Probably.
Is it weird now that he's talking about things our listeners cannot see?
At least I said it was a pumpkin roll. At least everyone knows what a pumpkin roll looks like.
Do they? What if they're blind? Well,
then they know what a pumpkin roll feels like.
Well, what if they're allergic to pumpkin?
Yeah, Garvin! Yeah!
Well, then I guess they aren't here anymore, are they?
Because it was worth it?
It was so totally worth it.
Oh, we're sorry, people.
No, we're not.
He's right. No, we're not.
But since we're talking about technology, I do have some interesting news.
Okay.
I'm getting two things here shortly. The next couple of days, I'm getting an Xbox One.
Ah.
Well, my girlfriend's getting it, but I'm playing it.
Okay.
And she is changing phones, and she's giving me her Galaxy S5.
Okay. So you'll have a better phone.
Yeah, so when I take pictures of my penis, it'll be really high resolution. It'll be like it's coming right at you.
Ew.
Literally.
What?
Ew. Why did I get it sticky all over the screen? Seriously. And then she'll probably kick your ass.
Nah, because he sends them to everyone, including her, and she's cool with it.
Yeah, but if he gets cum all over the screen of the camera...
It's his phone!
Yeah, but they don't get stuck in his hair, then you get... Ew.
Oh, man. Anyway.
There's just some things you can't get off phones.
I think the FBI would beg to differ.
What happened?
I think I've blown Kayla's mind. Kayla said there's some things that are really hard to get off phones, and I said, I think the FBI would beg to differ.
Oh, I can write you an app that'll make everything gone forever. I'm good with illegal shit.
Yeah, well...
I mean, I don't break laws. Laws are there to follow.
Right. Oh, whoa. What is that? What is that piece of... No, the piece of technology under the pair of pants, stupid. What the fuck is that?
That is my vagina.
Whoa. We took a turn for the better, I think, in this conversation.
Maybe.
I'm gonna keep quiet. You two continue.
Again, what is that fucking piece of technology? Because I'm trying to figure it out. I cannot make heads or
tails. Well, that's a clitoris. That's a uvula.
It's called a fleshlight, Garvis.
Anyway. Oh, okay, it's a surround sound system that they're displaying there. Okay. You know, if you would, you know, listen when I tell you stop, I want to look at that picture instead of trying to scroll down.
Yeah, but then you wouldn't have got the answer until I scrolled down.
And quite honestly, how would that be funny?
That is a good point. So, I'd love to know where that big nose bastard is right now.
Maybe I don't know drowning where my mom in is. Cereal.
I was referring to Mason.
Oh. I've got nothing. I was trying to come up with a joke that whole time. I came up with nothing.
Is the peanut butter jar empty then?
You had to go to the store.
Man. I found several different motorcycle races on Grand Theft Auto 5 that I decided, I was going to try out, but then Mason decided he wanted to try, and Kayla just spun the stupid splitter.
Sorry!
So you can't blame me this time.
My butt is numb, and I'm trying to wake it up! And this chair is killing me!
Well, here, I'll take your headphones, get up, move around.
That's not the point. As soon as I sat back down again, it's going to hurt my ass.
Anyway. So, back to what I was trying to talk about. So, I downloaded some bike races, and yesterday was just a mounting mess of problems.
Okay.
And every one of those bike races just... Kayla?
Sorry!
Oh, God. Technical difficulties. Let's try this again.
Wait, do you have him on video, Skype?
No.
Well, then why can't I see him?
Because that's his picture.
Weird.
Yeah. Well, I decided to leave clothes on this time.
We're kind of like their oven.
Yeah, I don't have a shirt, so...
Neither do I.
Garvis, can you put your boobs up on for the picture?
Anyway.
Squish, squish.
Now yesterday was just a mounting mess of problems with everything, because... the GameCaster didn't want to work from XSplit. The broadcaster didn't want to work. It still doesn't want to work, which is a giant problem. But just, you know, everything mounted up yesterday as far as, like, shit just not working right.
Uh-huh.
And then those bike races just made things worse.
Yeah.
I thought
Mason was going to stab you.
Well, you didn't hear what was said later because I was so frustrated. I was so pissed off at everything in general. I was saying shit I never normally would have said.
Missed the swearing?
It wasn't just the swearing. It was...
You used racist terms, didn't you?
No. There were some threats thrown around.
At Mason?
Well, yeah. But it, like I said, it was just... everything mounting together and just being frustrated with those bike races.
Yeah.
You know. It was a mess.
It sounds entertaining as hell.
Well, since then I've deleted all the bike races except for like three. And those are the same three I had to start with. Ones that, like, BMXing bunny hopping race.
Fuck that.
The other one is the Moto Daredevil that I was having so many issues with. I left it in there, and then I left in that one that has, like, the little bridge that you drive across to go to the checkpoint. I left that one. And the only reason it got left is because I cannot find it on the search, so... yeah... but I let the other ones be. What? Oh, sorry, Kayla was clicking on something. Apparently, in the movie Lilo and Stitch. There is a Mulan poster hanging up on her wall.
Goofy!
Don't recall.
Mickey, Donald, and Goofy.
Yeah, and Little Mermaid, Mickey, Donald, and Goofy make a cameo.
I have to totally see this.
I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
Yeah. I knew about Nemo.
I like The Lion King better.
Nah. Well, they were talking about Nemo appears in Monsters, Inc., which I knew about.
I don't recall that one either.
Nah.
Oh,
it's on Nani's wall.
Yeah. Okay. During the whole Elvis Presley recording.
Yeah. I did not catch that the first time around.
I've seen that movie hundreds of times.
Well, it's like in The Rescuers, there's porn in one of the windows.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Who? Ups, what?
Up's address.
Oh. Huh. There's so much stuff that gets, put into, is there a car going by or something?
I knew about the Beast.
Yes.
And the Sultan's Toys in Aladdin.
Yeah.
I knew about Pumbaa.
Well, no, that one I didn't know. So, man, we managed to get way, way, way off topic.
We do that a lot.
Yeah.
I blame you.
Get it?
Yeah. Anyway. But yeah, no, I've been playing around with some of the stuff in GTA 5 and trying to do some, creation things and stuff.
You know what I opened back up on my Xbox that I haven't in forever? Our old Minecraft worlds.
Oh.
Only problem is they got bored in 5 minutes.
Well, it's really hard to play by yourself now.
I know, right?
Yeah.
You would make a handsome throw rug. 3 years later.
Now, have you been, have you been able to play the on the server recently for Minecraft, like the one that I bought?
I have not. I've been having problems with my computer that I'm working on.
You see, I've been having problems too, and I haven't paid on it, so it's probably already shut down.
It's a circle of butts.
So I've probably let that whole thing lapse, but. We'll end up starting it back up again later.
Yeah, as soon as I get my thing going, me and Mason, we're already supposed to start recording, but I'm having a lot of problems with my computer.
Yeah.
And I think it's physical.
Yeah. Huh. That's ironic.
What's that?
Yeah.
In the original Disney version of Alice in Wonderland, during the Walrus and the Carpenter sequence, there is a calendar hanging up in this little clam's house, and it's
the oysters
or whatever, but it's the calendar for 2010, and it's March's. It's the March calendar. And March was when they released Tim Burton's version of
Not
Alice in Wonderland.
Not only that, but there's a date circled on the calendar, and that's the date that Tim Burton's Alice in Wonderland was
released. I can't see that from back here.
Well, I remember it from the movie.
Okay, anyway.
I bet that was done on purpose.
Sweet spot.
Yeah, I know. Well, you keep turning your head, and you're the one pulling it.
I've got all kinds of sweet spots.
There we go. Anyway, so hopefully if we manage to get you all a couple of capture devices as well, then hopefully we'll be able to actually start, you know, doing some like full on Let's Play stuff.
That'd be super.
Yeah. What is that from?
Brother Bear.
Oh, okay. I hadn't seen that movie. That's why I'm confused.
I don't.
Because it's gay.
Hey! I had that on both VHS and DVD when I was younger.
Anyway. So.
Anyway.
So yeah, hopefully we can get around to actually making some like Let's Play stuff, where there's like multiple points of view.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Yeah. So, but the thing is, the only thing that's going to continue on its schedule until the holidays over with is the podcast. And in fact, it may not entirely stay on schedule either.
I'd be surprised if it did.
Yeah, well,
Christmas fucked everything
up. Yeah. Well, Thanksgiving made a huge mess of things too. So.
Hey, I love Christmas. I get free new shit.
I hate Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yeah. I like Thanksgiving because of the food. And I like Christmas because I get free stuff.
Well, here's the thing about the free stuff, right? You have to buy other people their free stuff. So why don't you just buy your free stuff and they buy their free stuff?
Because it's a surprise.
Because they might be able to get you stuff you wouldn't be able to afford yourself.
Maybe that's the surprise part that bothers me, because I know what I'm getting for Christmas every year, because people tend to give me hints, and I'm very good at figuring shit out. Like, I know everything I'm getting this year, because Alicia gave me one hint for every present, and
wait, did you give him a hint about the hooker?
What? I didn't even hear what she said.
Good.
She said, did you give him hints about the hooker?
Oh, I already bought the hooker myself.
Oh, okay. Well.
Aww.
But then she paid me.
Well.
Oh, he got, what's the dude's name?
Oh.
From Game of Thrones,
Podrick.
What?
Podrick.
Podrick. He totally got Podricked.
Anyway. So now that we've thoroughly gotten off topic again.
No, we didn't. We were talking about podcast, okay. And then we got sidetracked by it probably won't really keep the schedule because of the holidays. And then we talked about the holidays, and then we talked about presents.
Okay, I see where the train went, but it still derailed.
It didn't derail.
It derailed and slid over the hill.
No, it didn't.
There's coal everywhere.
That ain't coal. Because it's still steaming.
Are we referring to semen now?
No, I'm talking about shit. A big pile of shit.
Speaking of shit, what the hell is that company that was selling for $6 you could buy a box of shit for Black Friday?
Oh, no. I don't know. We have the internet, though.
I'm going to Google.
Shit. Something card game.
Is it Cards Against Humanity?
Yes, them.
Ah.
Yeah, they pulled off all their normal products for Black Friday, and the only thing you could buy was a box of cow shit for $6. They sold out of them.
Oh, God. That's funny.
Yeah, they were talking about Bob and Tom this morning when I was going to work. I was like, holy shit.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
to protest Black Friday.
Oh, God.
I guess everyone was throwing a fit last year that they raised their fucking prices, so they did this instead.
Can you repeat that? Because I was just hearing...
I said everyone was throwing a fit that last year they raised their prices instead of lowering them. So this year they said, fuck you, we'll send you shit.
And they literally did.
I still want Cards Against Humanity.
I don't even know anything about it.
We have to get a deck. We have to.
Okay. Cards Against Humanity is your type of card game.
Well, then why don't we have a deck already?
because you have to order it online. You can't get it anywhere else.
Yeah, it literally is only online.
There is five versions of it. Well, five editions.
There's five different types of it because there's small boxes to big boxes, I think.
No, there's five editions. You just keep adding one to it. There's even a holiday one. Where you add to it.
But I've seen some of it played. I've enjoyed watching it. I want to play it because it seems like the kind of thing we can all get together and play.
While we're drunk.
You can be drunk and do it, yes.
I can be drunk and do anything.
That sounds like a challenge.
It is.
We're going to Jeremiah's house.
I tell you what, if you guys come up with something reasonable, I will get drunk and record it.
Oh.
Yes!
That would be good.
Can we order it when you get paid?
Do what?
We're ordering Cards Against Humanity when he gets paid.
I'll take a look at it here in a little bit.
You have to. There's a video, YouTube videos of people playing it. Just type in Cards Against Humanity.
Well, they've also got an online playable thing.
Oh, who wants to do that? I want to get drunk and play. Like, I literally wanted to take this over to the bar.
I wouldn't mind just taking it down to Jeremiah's house. You know, BYOB. Bring your own beer.
I don't have to bring shit. It's already in the fridge.
I was talking to Kayla.
Yeah, I'll have to buy some more.
Yeah. Speaking of alcohol, you know what I'm getting for Christmas? Did I tell you yet?
No, not yet.
Let me guess. Apple pie moonshine.
No. Something much, 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 much better.
Okay.
From her sister, I'm getting one of those gift boxes of Jack Daniels with the glasses.
Oh, you bastard.
I bought myself one last year, so I'm working on getting a full set.
You know what? I actually want it. I owned them over at Rite Aid. Not this Rite Aid, the one that has the good liquor.
Okay.
They had Jägermeister, like the big ass bottle, with two shot glasses. I'm like, oh!
All I have to say about that is gross.
What the what? What? Why? It's Jägermeister!
I will drink Jäger, but it tastes like donkey sex.
He's got you
donkey
there.
Donkey butt sex.
You don't know what Jägermeister tastes like. You don't
exactly.
do alcohol. Oh, I tried the blue version of Adios Motherfucker last Saturday.
I feel like she's swearing at me, but I'm not sure.
No. It's a drink. I had the blue motherfucker, but if you substitute,
you know what?
I think Coca-Cola in it with Sprite or something, or 7-Up, something lemony limey, and it'll be an adios motherfucker.
See, I'm pissed because this sounds
like
something
Jeremiah.
I should
Hold on.
Have trademarked.
Hold up, Jeremiah.
Kayla keeps flipping the cord around.
I didn't touch it.
Yeah, you did. I saw you.
Okay. Hopefully it's where it needs to be.
Alright, anyways. An adios motherfucker and a blue motherfucker is kind of like a cousin to the Long Island iced tea.
Oh, boy.
I'm a real drinker.
Hold up.
Trying to do some maintenance on the fly. Jeremiah, we need some, like, noise from your end. Well...
Thank God the headphones weren't working.
Yeah, I'm going to have...
Wait, we had him.
Yeah, we had him briefly, but I've got to... Hold up, no sound. All right. Give us some talk.
But I like the screaming better.
The screaming was better, but something about having these stupid splitters in is causing it to have an issue.
So that means I can't do the show anymore.
Well, no, you can still do the show. It just means we're going to eventually have to get an extender. So that way we're not fighting with it every time we turn around.
Yeah.
So. But anyway, but it's starting to get close to time to wrap up the show anyway. So.
Yeah, but what did he say? Only thing I heard was, I don't drink.
I said I'm a real drinker. You were talking about Long Island iced tea. And I also said that I'm pretty sure that I should have trademark of this drink you're talking about because it has the word motherfucker in the name.
All right. Well, Jeremiah, you've got nothing else.
I've got some tequila and a little bit of Jack, some vodka, some Mad Dog, some Budweiser. Which do you want, Jarvis?
Well, unfortunately, I can't drink any of it because I have sensitive taste buds.
But I can. Let's go.
Here, take your headphone cord. All right. Well, that's going to do it for this week's episode. Just remember, you can always check us out at www.whitemaze.net. If I got that, I hope I spelled that right. My brain is running together on things.
Oh, my butt!
But you can check us out for all the stuff that we got going on, which is like Indie Exposure, which is on hiatus until the holidays are over with, because I'm not going to try and juggle, you know, holidays and uploads all at the same time. There's also old episodes of the podcast that you can download. So those will always be there. And we'll try to keep y'all posted on other things too. But until the holidays are over with, the only thing that's going up at any point is the podcast. So
that's it for you to remember.
Yeah. So hopefully I don't forget. Just as a little reminder here at the end, we still have our GoFundMe running. It's GoFundMe.com/WhiteMaze because we really need to invest in new equipment. I took a step and got one thing that we were going to need, but we need a lot more, and a lot more of it is really expensive. So, yeah,
we're broke ass white boys.
Yeah, so that'll do it for this week, and we'll see y'all next week.
Peace. Bye.
I'm not wearing pants.